Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Everybody Jumping On. We have Marty Grisham here with us. We've got some interesting things to talk about what's happening in the nation right now, and he's got some things to say as well. So hello to those of you jumping on in the United States and around the world, our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer. We're going to bring Marty in for that, though. We're both going to open, and then we're probably going to look at some photos just for a couple of minutes, and then we're going to get right into talking about today. So let's bring in Marty.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Hey, Ark of Grace world of wonderful people. Praise God. Isn't God good to us all the time?
Yes, all the time.
Yes.
God is good. Okay.
Well, it's been a while since I get to see you. We're going to be together pretty soon in North Carolina.
Yes, we are.
North Carolina. I'm excited about that.
Reunited.
We had a great time in Detroit. A lot of people got ministered to, and we're going to do the same thing in North Carolina. So we want to tell everyone, I don't know if you have an avenue to invite people there through you or whatever, but definitely you guys sign up and come. This is, according to Clay, the last Reawaken America.
It is. So please, if you can, come, because it's going to be very, very important.
Yeah, absolutely.
This last Reawakened. Okay, Marty, we're going to open up in prayer.
Let's do it.
We're going to get into everything today, talking about, you got some things to say about what's happening right now in the nation. We're going to talk about that as well. So I'll let you start first.
Yes, ma'am. Let's get it. Mm-hmm. Father God, we come to you now in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you that you lead us and guide us in this time. Holy Spirit, have your way with us. We ask for utterance to share forth the things of faith, to share forth the things of equipping the saints, to share forth the things of stirring up the hearts of mankind to lean on God, to stand with God, to trust in God. For there could be interesting times ahead. We understand that. We all know that. But Lord, you hold the interesting times. What's that one person said one time? I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know that my God holds tomorrow. Lord, that's where we stand. And that's where we ask for utterance today, for us to be stirred up and reminded and just encouraged that no matter what comes our way with elections or world events, wars, rumors of wars, we can walk with you. We can talk with you. And so we ask you today for utterance, for our lives, our fellowship to draw closer to you by the things that we share in this next show. We thank you for it in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you. We could be gathered together, Father. Lord, we just praise you for who you are. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise through your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Forgive us of every way we've sinned and fallen short, Lord. Father, we acknowledge your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, came to the earth, was birthed into the earth, was the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He miraculously rose again, and he ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous, right-hand place at the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord. Father God, to fill us, Lord. Father, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Let your word go before us, and your wisdom, Father God, go before us today and lead and guide us. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God,
you,
may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you, Lord. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father God. We praise you. We glorify you. Let your name be glorified above all. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay.
Yes.
So, pictures.
Okay. Pictures,
first,
what you got?
And then we're going to let it rip, Marty, basically.
Yeah, we're going to let it rip. So what you got?
Okay.
Okay.
That's Prince. He's 31.
What?
Yep. Horses can live past 40 years if you take very good care of them. So
I never knew that. Wow.
Here he is sticking his tongue out. He had to have some teeth removed because as horses get older, they can get a specific type of dental disease. And so basically we had to get some of his teeth removed. And Prince is a docile, happy boy. I will say that. I have been to see Prince, and he is a very happy boy.
I just feel in my heart he's sticking his tongue out at Chris, but I could be wrong.
He probably is.
That
honestly,
could be what's happening right there.
I'm with you on that, Marty. I am. And there's Noble, the mayor, sunbathing, what he does best.
Wow, he's really good at that.
That's Bixby. He's one of our cats. We have six cats here at the sanctuary. He is, I have to say, highly affectionate. He's just a love bug. He's just absolutely wonderful. And so here he is basically goofing off on the top floor.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Oh, that's Charlotte. So Charlotte is home from the hospital. Thank you for your prayers. She's healthy. She's happy. Everything is going well. Praise the Lord.
How old is she?
Charlotte. She's 14.
Okay.
So she's young. She's considered young for a horse.
Like a teenager.
So
years.
Basically, she is home and she is doing very well.
Really good.
Oh, the peacocks, Hero and Hannah, hanging out in there. They have a house. So they have a house and then they have an open area and then they're let out during the day and they come in at night. So that's their routine.
Do you sometimes pick the name or your staff or sometimes, or do they come in with names already?
If they come in with a name and I feel led to keep the name, I keep it. If not, I pray about it and it's changed.
Yeah.
So they came in with these names, Hero and Hannah, and we just have to
keep them. I love that.
That is one of our miniature horses, Blossom. She's the only female we have. We have two males, one female. And Blossom has a wonderful personality. She's very happy. She likes to play. As you can see, there's Mr. Pete, the peacock in the background, coming over to say hi.
Blossom. I love that.
And that is Gideon. So Gideon, likes to look over our staff shoulders. And so basically that's what he's doing. He's a very curious boy. Very curious, very happy. And he really does. He likes being around people a lot. So there we go.
That is really a good overview of a lot of what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have how many animals now that you're taking care of for the Lord?
Like 58.
Wow.
So it's a lot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think. I'll count. We're going to do a head count. We'll do a
roll. And you have a deer.
We have a deer.
Okay.
Yes. So yes, we do have, that simian. Yeah. So, So Marty, I'm going to give you the floor first.
Yeah. Well, around here, things are pretty easy. this guy doesn't really need bathing or anything. He doesn't eat much. He just comes out and, he just really only loves airtime. He's pretty private. Yeah. So he's a lot easier than your 58. I'll tell you that. A lot less managing, a lot less cleanup.
Yes.
But, Amanda, I guess it was probably about a month and a half ago. I do a teaching show, teaching the Word of God, and I'm not near kept up on current events because I wake up in the morning, I spend an hour to hour and a half studying what I want to share that day because I wanted to bring
something similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I don't always do a lot on the current events. And the one thing I have touched is we've got an election coming up. Mm-hmm. So I guess about a month or a month and a half ago, I did a show and I think I might've named it just come out of my heart that morning, like government elections and the hand of God or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. It just kind of came out of my, I had nothing planned that day. And I thought it ended up being one of my better teaching shows in the political governmental realm and the body of Christ. And there's a few things that I ended up saying that day. And here's one of the things that I said, and it brought clarity to me. Many times the plan of God involves a man of God.
Yes.
And so now, and Amanda, this is where people fall into, well, the man of God should be a man of holiness and God. Well, just because the plan of God involves the man of God doesn't mean that the man of God is the most holy pastoral. Oh, just, because even pastors, I trained to be one. And when I went 3 years of Bible school, that's because the Lord directed me to do that. And you can have loving pastors. Mm-hmm. You can have consoling pastors. You can have strong, take on the world pastors. You have all these different personalities in that shepherd's office. Well, that's even true in people in the political offices or whatever they're doing in life. So that was one revelation that just kind of came out and really made sense. Many times the plan of God involves a man, and God wants to implement the plan through a man. Doesn't mean it's a perfect plan, but it doesn't mean it's always a perfect man. And that's where a lot of people today have gotten into who we believe is to be the next president of the United States, who we still call President Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. We call him that because he was president a while back, and there's so many reasons why, and they hold that title the rest of their life. President Jimmy Carter, he's not president right now, but we could still refer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so even in that, we believe that he was president more than what a lot of people thought, and we won't go there today. But we just have to keep in mind that there's only one man that we serve. There's only one man that we consider holy. There's only one man that's the savior of our souls, of our lives. There's only one man that we follow his teachings, and our whole walk of Christianity is named after him. There's only one man that had a name highly exalted above every other name. This is the man, Jesus. Well, someone could say, well, he wasn't a man. He was a son of God. Well, then why in the book of Mark, many, many times did Jesus refer to himself as the Son of Man? Because it took a man to die to redeem man.
Exactly.
But God worked it out where it was a spotless, sinless man that redeemed all of us sinful men. So we don't look at anyone today other than Jesus as our Savior. And we understand they don't have to be perfect. Any one of us that's perfect, go ahead and just get up on the crown and get a crown on, put a robe on, and we'll worship you. Yeah, none of us are perfect. We don't look for a perfect leader in government or politics. We just look for the man of God, because when there's a plan, God many times wants to implement it through a man. Go ahead, Amanda.
I agree with that. Yes. Many times when the Lord implements a plan, it is through man. And they very much look different at times. You know, David looked different from Cyrus.
Yeah.
And how the Lord implemented this, you know, the Lord operated through Esther and Ruth in two different ways to help redeem a line and save a people.
Yeah.
You know, and Ruth came from the Moabites. I mean, so she was, you know, she was very much into Chemosh and the false gods that the Moabites worshipped, and she forsook all of that and went with Naomi and made Almighty God her God, and she became David's great-grandmother.
Wow.
Because I believe they had Obed, and Obed had Jesse, and Jesse had David. So when the Lord raises up a leader of a nation, you know, you're right, we can't expect that leader to look like a pastor.
Yeah.
Because they're a pastor and a leader of a nation sometimes have some different qualities.
For sure.
That are needed, for sure. And so when we are looking at this and examining this, the most successful leaders in the word of God and kings in Israel submitted to God, wore the yoke of God, forsook the high places, forsook the false gods, followed in the ways of the Lord. They weren't perfect, but they tried to follow in the ways of the Lord. And those were the most successful kings that we see biblically.
Yeah. So much is going on in the world today. Yeah. So much is going on in our nation. We have elections coming up. There have been a lot of question marks in all of our hearts, all of our minds. We saw what the evildoers of our nation did the last elections. We see many times right before elections, things can get haywire and just messed up and interesting, and things can be, even right now, people are talking about potential pandemics coming back, you know, just all of these conversations.
Who just announced yesterday?
Wow.
Announced that, you know, monkeypox, I believe in Africa, is now spreading. I had a dream about that. I got to go find the dream, but I had a dream about that. Yeah. But they announced now they're considering it, you know, I guess coming to pandemic level at this point. And how convenient.
How convenient.
That this, you know, this would come. Exactly. How convenient for them that this would come now.
Well, in the book of Luke, chapter 21, I want to read a passage of verses here that just starts with verse 25, Luke 21, 25. But I want to tell a story real quickly. So when the Twin Towers fell, I was in Tulsa. I was in Bible school during that time. And I was walking from I worked at a warehouse lumber yard, and I was walking from the head office down to my workstation. Tower one had fallen. I went up to the office. The TV was on. I saw it. We saw what was taking place. I'm walking between the timing, very short period of time, between tower one and tower two falling. I'm walking from one location to another, about a 5-minute walk. Yeah. And while I'm walking, the Spirit of the Lord interrupted me and said this verse right here.
Okay.
Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws nigh. Another translation says your redemption draws near. When these things happen, look up, look up. And honestly, to me, that still stands as just a really good rule of how you and I and the body of Christ is to navigate during the interesting times that are going to come, the yes. interesting times that could come, mm-hmm. some of the interesting times that are going to try to come, we're going to pray through it, and they're not going to happen.
Exactly.
But interesting, I mean, we had a stock market fall just recently. So things happen, right? We because we're in a darkened world. Hey, we're the body of Christ and we're powerful. But guess what? We have opposition in this earth that has an earth lease. His name is Satan. He still has some authority, some power on some levels in this earth. And he still runs money, and he still runs some markets, and he's got some power there. But during the navigating for the rest of this year on into next year, I just want to encourage, which I know you're the same, we just want to encourage people, look to the one man that come up with the plan, not the man that God wants to implement a plan through, but the man, his name is Jesus. He's the head of the church. He's the head, the body of Christ. He is the commander in chief of the body of Christ armed forces. He's gave us his word. It's a sword for battle. It's a sword for protection. We've got a shield of faith. All of this, we're in this army of the Lord. And the head, the commander in chief, the general of all the armed forces, his name is Jesus. He's the one, verse 28, that we're to look to. Lift up our heads, look to him, because our redemption is drawing nigh. Let me tell you, the redemption, we have a move of glory coming into this nation, under this earth, that we could not even fathom. We're starting to see little pieces of it, little parts of light, of shafts of light, of the great moves that are coming. We're seeing it already in our meetings. We're seeing it in so many places. It's going to open up more and more over the next 12 months. And we're going to shift over into the great outpouring of God's glory that is going to be the catchaway, the soon catchaway of where we all go up. But right now we've got to look to Jesus. We got to look to him. I love being able to look to the news and see what's going on, but our faith isn't there. Our faith is in the word. Our faith is in God.
Well, amen. It is. That is where our faith always has to lie, because that is a solid foundation.
Yeah.
Because markets shake.
Yeah.
You know, elections go awry, and the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ came so we would have life, and life more abundant. And that is a solid foundation, because then your hope is in the Lord. It's not in a man. You see, that's what people have to separate right now. You
so
can't
much.
Put your hope in a man, because man will fail you.
Yeah.
Your hope has to be in the Lord and his plan and his purposes. And when people want to put man up on a pedestal too high and all their hope in that man, they miss the mark.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
when
Every
things
time.
Falter with that man, their hope and their faith goes down the toilet. And so this is why, when your hope stays in the Lord, when things happen that are unfavorable, the Lord is still navigating you.
Yeah.
The Lord doesn't need the right president to bless you.
No, he does not.
No, to navigate the direction he wants you to go. He doesn't need the right president in office to do that. He needs your obedience.
Yeah.
And your submission.
Yeah. We need to understand that God can move the hearts of kings and people in leadership, even if they're not born again.
Yeah.
Even, and I'm not talking about Trump, but I'm just saying, I mean, I just looking at Elon Musk, hearing him talk a lot.
I heard
he doesn't seem to be saved. He doesn't seem to be a born again Christian with Jesus Christ as Lord. Honestly, if you hear some things, you basically know he's not. But what if God could use him some? What if God could pull some good out of, because we just saw there was this interview between President Trump and Elon Musk, and I got to listen to quite a bit of it. And it's actually really interesting because Elon Musk is coming with a little bit of a conservative entrepreneurial mindset that capitalism is good. I mean, he's the richest man in the world, so he probably has to believe in capitalism, right? And so this capitalism, but he sees President Trump. He's a capitalism guy. He's a guy that's wanting to keep a country strong, secure, small businesses, large businesses take care of the nation through the economic scene. And it truly does work. There's a lot to be said to that. So I believe we do actually have a little bit of a good mindset that we're getting from him. I'm not going to run with everything that I believe he might want to put a chip in your brain and have a robot program you and you walk around nanu nanu. I don't know, but he talks about that stuff quite a bit.
He does. Yes. He's very invested.
So there's some scary stuff that makes us wonder about Mark of the Beast and end time. And are we got to stand for Jesus? Are we going to be martyrs? Some of his conversation makes me think along those ways. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to throw the man out with the bathwater because he's literally saying some good things. He's saying some things that are, you know, that will bring some people over to the side of capitalism and standing with President Trump.
Yeah, I think there is a very large battle for Elon's soul.
Yeah.
Going on at the moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch what happens there with him and what prevails, because I think he inches up to the line and but never steps over the line, you know? So, you know, he'll say he doesn't want to get in the way of the teachings of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
But I think he needs to understand why he needs him.
Yeah.
I think being the richest man in the world, Elon's not coming from a perspective of why do I need Jesus, because he's looking at it from a physical standpoint, perhaps not an eternal standpoint. Do I think the Lord is working on him and pushing him in directions that he don't even realize?
Yes,
I do. Do I believe that's an enormous process? Yes. Do I believe there were things that he created that the enemy sort of tried to navigate and push? Yes, I do. Do I think that could be redeemed and he could be? Yes, I do. It's just a matter of he's got a free will and you have to pray for him, you know, and you have to pray for that spirit of abandonment on him that came from his father. There is a spirit of abandonment on that man and I can see it on him. And that it needs to go because it is influencing and affecting him in ways and leading him into relationships with women that he don't even realize.
You know, and he really might be in the mindset that he's got a platform now. He's doing a lot with Joe Rogan and there's a lot going on. Joe Rogan's probably may still have the largest podcast platform in the world.
That man's going to get saved. That man is going to get completely saved.
Yeah, Joe Rogan. He really is borderline. I mean, he's having quite a few people speak in his life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe Elon is seeing that he's built something. Now he's going to step over into the role of influencing others. So that's why he's even having these podcasts and he's having interviews with Trump. He's getting over into influencing. And we all in our world, we understand there's ministry, there's our own life. And there's also, what do we share? What do we bring to the table? What do we share and how do we influence others? And you have to be very careful of that. We'll be judged at how we influence others. We'll stand before God and maybe even, I'm not saying scripturally, but maybe even before he judges me on me, he might judge me on how I led others. So I want to be very careful in what I present. So that's actually, I'm really happy that I just bring a whole lot of God's word because I'm not always the best of interpreting the end times and all the news and stuff today. But you know, God's word does.
Amen.
God's word leads us. He'll lead us and guide us into what to do. I think we're in some really interesting times. Even with Elon's influence, because he does have these underlying thoughts, these thoughts of having the mind reprogrammed with computers and just, there's a lot there. There's a lot there. He himself says he's kind of scared of AI, that AI could go.
Do you know what he called it? Summoning the demon. And I'm like, Elon, you don't even realize what just came out of your mouth. You know what, Elon? You know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to give a public invitation for Elon to reach out to talk about Jesus Christ.
Yeah, amen.
And the walk with Jesus and the Gospels and the entire Bible. I'm giving a public invite to Elon Musk to sit down and have a conversation about that.
That's good. That's good. Go. Yeah. You know, some people says, oh, those with intellect are not as open to the gospel. Let me tell you, the gospel is not intellect. The gospel is revelation.
Yes.
And it doesn't touch here. It touches here. Uh-huh. And a man's heart, a woman's heart, a child's heart could be touched by revelation in the word and by the precious, powerful Holy Spirit, the one that literally created the heart in creation, can literally touch the heart. So that's what I was saying earlier. Sometimes God will move a leader and use someone, a person of influence, even when they're not saved. That's why we're to, when he said there was a time, he didn't say pray for the leaders and kings and those in authority that are Christians. He said pray for all of them. Why? Because God can still steer by the hand of God and even move the hearts of leaders that aren't even saved. And I believe that's some of what we're seeing in this case.
It is, and they don't even realize God is doing it. You know, we have we have examples in scripture where the Lord even moved the king of Assyria to go attack another country, go attack Israel. And then he would pull the heart of the king of Assyria, and he would take off after, he would hear a rumor with Hezekiah, and he took off after another leader and saved Hezekiah and his people. And the Lord compelled the king of Assyria when he was besieging the city and Hezekiah, you know, in the nation of Israel. The Lord moved the king of Assyria's heart. He heard a rumor and his heart was pulled. His mind was pulled in another direction and he took off after another leader. So the Lord has the ability to do that. The Lord can use who he wants, whenever he wants, for what he wants. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So the Lord will use the most unlikely because he looks at things from a very different view than we do. So we may say, I don't know. I wouldn't want to, but the Lord is looking at it from a different view and he's looking at it from the most innards of the heart. And there is where we are separated from God in that respect, is that he can see the innermost parts of the heart. So therefore he can use somebody that's not like Cyrus, King Cyrus, that wasn't fully committed to the Lord, but he used Cyrus to build the temple.
Absolutely. Wow.
Because Cyrus was willing. Cyrus may have not been fully committed to the Lord, but he was willing to be led of the Lord in certain areas.
Yeah. Yeah. The scripture I was reading a while ago, Luke chapter 21. I'm going to read Luke 21 verse 26 real quickly. Because Amanda, about 2 weeks ago, I was gripped with fear. It came out of nowhere. And I'm like, what was that? It gripped me so quickly and so abruptly. It shocked me because I had not sensed or been touched by fear like that in decades. And it was really quick. And I'm like, God, what in the world? And in the next 2 days, he began to talk to me and just begin to witness some things in my heart. And he basically was saying to me prophetically, I had you go through that to sense that, because I want you to know what's coming against this nation right now. So in the United States of America, the Spirit of God, or in the world, the Spirit of God is, we could call the Spirit of Unity. In the United States of America, as in all the world, we deal with a spirit of division. Yeah. A spirit of division is the enemy trying to disguise itself as unity. Spirit of God, light, goodness, love, hope, faith, spirit of unity. The opposite, the spirit of division. And many times the spirit of fear is the driving force behind division. Well, if they get their way, we won't get our way. And there's this selfishness and it turns into fear, and it will drive people to do things the wrong way. Yeah. And then even as we talked about a while ago, interesting times that may come in the next 12 months, interesting times, it could be wars, rumors of wars, pestilences, famines, stock market is falling. If those things happen, rioting in the streets. Come on, we've seen that in the last 4 years. It's nothing we haven't seen before. These things could happen. As they happen, listen to verse 26, Luke 21, 26. Okay. Men's hearts failing them from fear. And listen, and the expectation of the things which are coming on the earth. I believe today, Amanda, I'd like for you and I, if we could take a minute and pray for everyone, because I believe so many people are being gripped by fear of what the next 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, 12. I believe so many people are gripped by fear. And I know prophetically so, because God showed it to me and I did a show about it. And I literally revealed that God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Go to the scriptures. So we're going to pray for you, but I want you to go to the scriptures and build yourself up in faith in God, not fear in these things that can come in the earth. This scripture literally says their hearts are failing them for fear, expecting bad things to happen in the earth. That's literally what Jesus is saying in this scripture. And that's what's taking place right now. People are getting gripped, literally, this forceful, controlling grip of fear because of things that might come.
Exactly. I agree. I agree. Yeah. I think we should. I think just, you know, ending in prayer would be something. I think, you know, begin in prayer, end in prayer.
Yeah. So before we do that, I do want to share all of you watching. I would like to welcome you to join us if you want. We are going to be in Sacramento, California. We're going to be near the airport there. And all of this information is on loudmouthprayer.org. Just go to the top, loudmouthprayer.org, and you can see the events and you can see and you can sign up. If you want to have a night of prayer on a Friday night, and then the next day, a day of divine healing, I'm bringing my team to Sacramento, California. We're going to have a 2-day prayer and healing rally. It's basically, I call it the California Healing Revival. And we're going to just bring in healing. It's going to be a wonderful time of worship, a wonderful time of administering, taking authority over cancer, causing diabetes to leave. We're going to have a wonderful time of healing, like what we do many times on the Reawakens. Mm-hmm. We're having a 2-day event. Just go to loudmouthprayer.org, sign up, come and be with us. I guarantee you, you're going to get touched by God. So hallelujah. Yes.
Amen. Yes. Those in California need a touch from God. They really
yes,
do.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm glad you're going there.
So why don't I start in prayer? And as we do, you so powerfully, you follow through at the end.
That's okay.
Good. Okay.
Yes.
Father, we come to you now in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, I believe you revealed to us this attack of the enemy, this attack to cause division, this attack to cause men's hearts to fail them from fear, this attack of gripping not just your people, but the world of this nation, the sinners and the saints, all in the same boat of being gripped by fear. So, Father, I believe you've shown that to us. So, Lord, we pray now for those in this nation. We pray now for those that have ears that they would hear and that they would receive. In the name of Jesus, we come against you, spirit of fear. We command you to cease and desist in your attack and your gripping, trying to take hold of people's souls, trying to take hold of people's hearts. We come against you in the name of Jesus, and we command you to cease and desist in your maneuvers against the people of this nation. We are one nation under God, indivisible. We stand and rise with the name of Jesus, and we call for all of those that have never known him to come on into the kingdom of God. There's nothing to fear. There's only good to gain. Heaven is to gain. We should shun hell and gain heaven. And so we take authority over fear in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, your word says you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, we break that agreement with any way we've come into agreement with fear. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break it right now. We cast it off in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, and bind it back to the places you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, we come before your throne, Lord, with praise and thanksgiving, Father. Lord, you are the righteous judge. Father, this case with the nation is before you, Father God. And Lord, we are asking as your people, as we humble ourselves before you and pray, Father God, and seek your face, Lord. Father, that you would issue judgment against every spirit right now that is attempting to keep this nation in bondage, that is attempting to keep the church in bondage, Father God, spirit of fear, Father God, ancient demons and demonic forces, Father, we are asking for your righteous rulings, your righteous judgments, for the joy of the Lord, the justice of Yahweh to be issued against these spirits, Father God, Lord, that they would not have any more power, Father God, to continue to try to ascend, Father God, and build the high places and become rulers, Father God, in this land, Lord. We ask for you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, to come in, Father God, and that your glory and your power and your spirit, Lord, would go across this nation, Father God, would descend on the nation, that the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, would completely descend on the nation in this time and in this hour, Father God. Lord, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, that every bit of confusion and chaos, Lord, be rebuked in Jesus' name, that people return to your word, Father God, Lord, because that is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and that there is a returning to your word in this hour and seeking your face, Father God, first and foremost, Father God, and digesting and reading your word, Father God, that the meat of the word would help believers grow in this hour, Father God. Lord, we're just asking in the name of Jesus for a strengthening of the body, Lord, and for a cleansing and a purging of the body right now in this hour, Father God. Every serpent that has gotten in, Father God, and is using the pulpits, Lord, to spew fear, Father God, to spew the perversions, Father God, and the twisted lies of the devil, Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that would be purged and cleansed, Father, for the sake of the nation, Lord. We as your people are crying out to you in this hour, Father God. This nation has a promise that was made with you from New York, a covenant that was made, Father, and just like Ezra gathered the people together and renewed the covenant, we need a renewal of the covenant in this hour, which will bring revival because the people's hearts will be renewed back to you, Lord. Father, we just ask you equip us in this hour. You strengthen our gifts, Father God. You fashion us as instruments and weapons, Father God, and vessels in your hands to be used, to be filled, and to be poured out, Father God, in this hour, that your name, your son's name, Jesus Christ, Father God, your plans, your purposes, Father God, will be lifted above all in this nation, Lord. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So everyone stay stirred up in having faith in God at the things that may endeavor to try to happen, because when you have faith in God, it stops the fear. Okay. Fear is stopped by faith in God. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Well, it's so good to see you today.
You too. Thank you for coming.
Yes, ma'am.
And we'll be praying for your Sacramento.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. Your Sacramento prayer and healing. Thank you, Marty. Ma'am. Thank you so much.
Catch you real soon.
Okay. Okay, and here we go. We're concluding Grace Out Loud with Marty Grisham. That was a wonderful time of prayer, and we thank you for joining us, everyone. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. Psalm 91, I say it every single day. I suggest you say it every single day. The not only the Psalms, but the Word of God is living and active, and we have to activate it, and we have to speak it, and we have to get in the habit of doing that. As well, Marty's very familiar with this book, The Believer's Authority, by Pastor Kenneth Hagin. The first few pages contain scripture verses from Ephesians 1 and 3 that I speak every single night, actually, before I go to bed. Also, the Lord's Prayer in the Gospels, I suggest that you learn that as well, that you speak it. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. There is good reason for that. There is an order to that prayer. And we just want to encourage you in the word as we close up. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we'll be back on soon. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.